On this day, we celebrate and proclaim that incredible event in human history, that moment when indeed the stone was rolled away. The stone was there over the tomb, the entrance to the tomb, to prevent grave robbers, to stop animals coming in. But it was also a sign and a symbol of that separation that exists between life and death. And when the women came and the stone had been rolled away, they didn't know what to make of it. And their first thought was that a grave robber had been, that someone had taken the body of Jesus. It was only later that they began to realize that indeed a grave robber had come, but it wasn't a human, it was God the Father. That he had acted in human history to defeat death. And so the stone, which represented our greatest fears, our anxieties. And if we think about it, if we look at the different things that we worry about, those concerns that we have, inevitably, they're caught up in death. That sense of fear, of failure, human death, our own death, the death of friends, of loved ones, the death of a relationship, the death of a career, the death of hope. But all of these are taken away in this great and victorious day, that great moment when the women came and the stone was rolled away. And you think, well, if that's the truth, if that's what happened, if all of our lives have been changed because of Easter Day, then how come over the last 2,000 years of Christian history, the world seems not to have progressed all that much? Still, there is so much sin. Still, there is so much that is wrong in my heart and in your hearts. And perhaps it's because of that final line in the gospel today, that the disciples still had not understood the scriptures. Perhaps over the centuries, we still have not understood what it was that Jesus actually taught. But slowly, things are changing. It did take 1,800 years before Christians were able to see in Scripture, both in the Old Testament and in the New, that slavery was a complete and utter abomination. It was in a Christian politician, William Wilberforce in England, that the work to emancipate and free all slaves began. But today we continue to need to do that work of freeing slaves. There are more slaves in the world today, over 27 million slaves, and we need to continue as a Christian church to work against slavery. It took another 100 years before the Christian church began to read those passages in St. Paul and elsewhere that proclaimed the absolute equality of all people. First, for the emancipation of women, to realize that they also had to be given rights of citizenship. The women were equal in dignity and in every other way with men. Again, that work continues. It was Christians in the mid-19th century, both in the United States and here, who began to do the work of civil rights, to say we cannot discriminate against people on the basis of race. Again, that work continues, and we need to continue to renew our hearts according to the scriptures and it's according to the gospel. It's only been in the last perhaps 20 years that we've realized the great need of a Christian church to protect the environment, that the environment is not something that has been given to us to subject and subdue. The environment has been given to us as stewards, that we are called to work for the preservation of creation, to work to ensure that big multinational companies and others do not pollute the environment, do not destroy the planet that God has given us. And so we have an obligation to continue that work among our society, to be leaders in this work, to bring about the preservation of our planet. That is a demand and call that is the basis of the resurrection. It was during the 20th century when we saw the immense tragedy of racial cleansing, first and most obviously in the terrible events of the Holocaust. And it was as a result of that that the Christian church began to realize that we have to claim a part in that, that we have to own up to the fact that we were partly at least responsible for that anti-Semitism that existed in the world, that we were unable to read our scriptures according to the liberation that Jesus taught us, according to that freedom to claim and recognize that Jesus Christ was a Jew. And so we need to continue to proclaim and realize the deep and beautiful Hebrew spirituality that lies at the heart of our Christian faith. We also see so many other signs of renewal that need to continue to happen. We have to recognize the immense tragedy of the abuse by priests and religious and leaders in the Catholic community of children and others who are most vulnerable in our society. Sins that are unspeakable. Sins that were hidden because there was a perceived need to protect the reputation of the church and the reputation of bishops and leaders over and against the gospel of Jesus Christ. This cannot continue. As a Christian community and a Christian people, we must proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and the liberation that it brings. The liberation that it brings, not just to us to protect our reputation, but to proclaim justice and equality for all people who have been born and created in the very image and likeness of Jesus Christ. That is our destiny. That is what the gospel of Jesus Christ brings. And we need to continue to work to bring about that freedom for women, for homosexuals, for all who are oppressed in our community and our society. We need to continue to proclaim that it is not right that nations like Australia continue to grow wealthier while others continue to grow poorer. That we cannot continue to maintain this great gap that exists within our society of those who have and the great majority who have not. The gospel of Jesus Christ proclaims freedom and truth, but it needs us to act upon it. If Jesus is risen, if, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? If that is true, if the words that St. Paul proclaimed in the first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 15 is true, then we need to be people who proclaim and live the power of the resurrection to change us. I'm a Christian priest because I believe in the power of the gospel. I'm a Christian priest because I believe in the power of the gospel to change my heart and my life. And I want it to change your heart and your life as well. Claim the power of the resurrection for you and live in the freedom and the glory of the sons and daughters of God. Jesus Christ is risen. Indeed, he is risen. Alleluia.